Hiscup Baptist Church. Coming up, events, April 5th, 2026, reinstitution of walk-around offering. Starting April 5th, walk-around offering during morning service will be reinstituted. Online giving through Givelify will remain an option. The UMBC Care Ministry. The purpose of the UMBC Care Ministry of our church is to strengthen relationships with our congregation by providing spiritual support, emotional support, encouragement, and supportive presence as needed by our congregation. Come one, come all, you are invited to Vacation Bible School, June 15th through June 19th at 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. here at Union Missionary Baptist Church. Our theme is Reigning with Purpose. If you have any questions, please contact Sister Cynthia Johnson. And one last comment. There's been this silver earring up here for a couple weeks. It belongs to anyone. It's right here. Thank you so much. I turn it over to the hands of the pulpit.
Good morning, church. We greet you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. We welcome you to Union Missionary Baptist Church and Pastor U.D. Williams. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord today? He's a mighty good God. Let us do our Lord prayer together. It comes from Matthew 6, 9 through 13, the King James Version. And it reads, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. While you're yet standing, let's do our scripture reading that comes from Matthew 22, 37 through 40 together. Thy God, all and all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. Love God and love people. Amen. You may be seated. But this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Let me say that again. I will rejoice. Make it personal. And be glad in it. He is the mighty good God. Now we're going to have ministry in song by our choir. Come choir.
We have never
Thank you. Serve him. I don't know about you, but great is the Lord. Great is he that can do all things. I heard the person with the cancer said, great is the Lord. I heard the person with the lymphedema said, great is the Lord. I heard the person that had various problems, family problems, but great is the Lord. So let's go to him. Most holy and omnipotent God. An omnipotent God. Great is you, Father. And we come to you with a humble heart. We come to you, Father, because you allowed us to be able to come, Father. We come, Father, thanking you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you, Father, for touching us with your divine love, allowing us to be able to get out of our beds and see this day that we have not seen. We thank you, Father, for the food that you put on our table. We thank you, Father, for the raiment that you put on our body, Father. We thank you for our spiritual bodies, our spiritual mind, our spiritual eyes, and our spiritual ears, Father. We thank you, Father, for the under-shepherd that you sent here. Father, we thank you, Holy God, for being God all by yourself. Whatever we need, you said you got it. All we have to do is to be your people that are called by your name. To be your people that are called by your name. And if we, then you told us just humble ourselves. Just humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways. Oh, Father, you heal the land. You heal our situation. We pray, Father God, for the people of your creation, Lord. Oh, Father, you are the Prince of Peace. And there will be no peace until you come, Father. We pray, Holy God, for those that who are making all of these laws, Father. Lord, I ask you to just to go deep into their heart, Father. Change them, make them people after your heart, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that they will know that you are God. Then they must recognize who you are. Because you are coming to receive us unto you. You will put the sheep and the goats on one side. Oh, Father, I pray for the messages that your shepherds and your under-shepherds and that you put into your churches, Father, as they preach your word, Holy God. Let it come like pillars of fire that will fall upon each and every one of us and give us what we need, Father God. Not always what we want, but what we need. Let your word burn like fire. Let your word, Father, be like rivers of flowing water through our hearts. Father, we pray. Oh, Father, we pray, Father, for the shepherd that you have sent over this flock, Father. Take him deep in your word, Lord. Bring up the fire. That we will be washed each and every day in your divine blood, Father. That we would see the truth, receive the truth, and follow the truth. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, help us to go and to be a light for you in this world, Lord. A light that sit on a hill that all can see, Father. Help us, Lord, to freely give as you freely given enough. To let somebody know that there is an eternal life and a hell to shine. Oh, Father God, have your way, Lord Jesus, as he bring that word, Father. As he bring that word, Holy God, help us open our mouth and eat that entire word, Father, that we'll be able to put one step in front of the other, marching for you. Oh, Father God, you are the King. You are the King. Oh, Holy God, let us do all that you charge our hands to do as servants down here, Father. So when that hour comes, Father, when we stand before the great white throne, Father, when the Lamb books of life are open, and when each and every one of our books are open, Holy God, that you look upon us and you see your son, Jesus. Say, come on in. Come on in. And receive the joys of life that I have prepared for you. Oh, Father God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Bless the shepherd family. And Father God, help us, Holy God, to do it your will and no other. And power in you to glorify you and to magnify you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Let me see. Now, Pastor's coming to you with the Word of God. Thank you. Amen. If you have any door, clap your hands. Amen. If you're really happy, you know, clap your hands. For God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, worship us. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy. He's worthy. Anybody feel like he's worthy? Anybody got a praise? It's time to get it out. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Let the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He's worthy. Thank everybody for coming on out. Those who are on the outside, those who are listening in various ways, to all of our guests and friends and members and officers. It's just good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. Amen. Want to let us know that this coming Saturday we have a lot of things going on. One of the main things we have going on is we have our Christian growth for our men at 10:15 a.m. Amen. 10:15 a.m. All of our men come on out. 10:15 a.m. Saturday morning. Amen. Amen. For our Christian group. Then Easter Sunday, just want to let everybody know that we are reinstituting our walk around on Easter Sunday. You don't say amen, I say amen. Amen. Amen, amen. You still can give on Givelify and those things, but we are reinstituting our walk around offering on first Sunday in April, which happens to be Easter Sunday. Amen. 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 And we do take pennies. Amen. If there's some pennies you trying to get rid of, you can go ahead and put those in the walk around offering. We do take pennies. Amen. 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 Dollars too. Amen. Amen. We're having and reinstituting our walk around offering. Amen. Amen. We have some guests today. Sorority Delta Sigma Theta. Are you in the house? Amen. Amen. We want to acknowledge you. The Deltas are in the house. Amen. Amen. We thank you for visiting us on this morning. Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles, we're turning to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If you have your Bibles, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him is no other, for Jesus is the way. If you know this, if you could just lift this up with us, just for a couple of lines. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus is the answer.
Oh, for.
Jesus is the way.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 20, going through 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This version, King James Version, is what I shall be reading from. If yours sounds a little bit different, that will be the reason why. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 to 22. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 20-22, King James Version reads as follows. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man come death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Give me just a few minutes on today. I want to talk about the power of the resurrection. Your hope is in Christ. The power of resurrection. Your hope is in Christ. Brothers and sisters, many of us, and I don't believe on purpose, we put our hope in a lot of things that at some point may fail us. Many of us have stock market. Have investments and pensions and things like that. But if you just keep on going to the grocery store, you'll see that the prices don't go down. They go up. Can't put your hope in your pension, your investments to cover all of your needs. Talk to me, somebody. Some of us put our hope and trust in the doctor until the doctor has said, I can't do anything else. We've done all that we can do. Brothers and sisters, there's somebody in here, a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a good friend, and they've done all that they can do, but you've discovered in life that they can only go so far and give you so much. What I'm trying to say is as we head into Easter and the power of the resurrection, we have to keep in mind that our hope is not in the things of this world, but our hope, the way we look at opportunity, is not through the things that pass away, but who God is, everlasting, everlasting. The power of Christ needs to be on our mind because it stands as the cornerstone. It lines up gospel preaching and teaching. And Paul even expressed his desire. Watch what he said. He said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. There's a Greek word, dynamis, and we get that word dynamite from that. And what that means is power. And I'm going to squeeze on that today and see what comes on. That dynamite is because we need to know that there is divine power, there is divine might. I remember as a kid, they would jump on me, but I like playing with fireworks. And I would take fireworks and I would get some cans and some containers and I would light that firework up and then I would put it in a can and see what happened to that can. I put it in a garbage can made of plastic and see what it would do. And when it went boom, boom, y'all a little quiet this morning. But when that firecracker went boom, boom, it did something because it had explosive power. And the can was not the same. The garbage can was not the same. Whatever the container, oh, I'm trying to preach this thing, that I put that firecracker in, when it was lit and it blew up, the container didn't say the same. Well, maybe y'all going to sleep this morning, but is there anybody over here that the Holy Ghost has got into your life, into your body, into your heart, into your mind, and went boom, boom, hallelujah, and you're not the same? You just look at the words that come out your mouth. They're not the same. The places you go, they're not the same, because the Holy Spirit has gone boom, boom in your heart, a dynamite, a powerful explosion, and you can't help but change. Used to have an attitude, now you're going to start speaking to folk. Why? Because boom, boom, the dynamite, the dynamus, the power of God has gotten a hold of you. Used to just treat people any old kind of way. Don't matter who it is and say stuff, but at least now you think about it before you say it. Come on, help me somebody. That's the dynamus that gets a hold of you. But I want to let you know, it's not just in our social interactions, but it's also in our perspective. That dynamism and that powerful word is our perspective in life. Do you know that God can do all things? I need somebody to like some good gospel preaching this morning. Is that there is some miraculous energy in the word of God. And when Jesus got up that third day with the power of God, that dynamus, that strength, that dynamite, that explosive power, it was miraculous power. And a display that God can do all things. So can I get in your business? Why are you worried about what you worried about? Why are you letting them folk get on your nerves? Why are you scared of this and scared of that? You ought to put that dynamite on them, that spiritual power, that divine power in there. Because when the divine power, the gospel, the word of God gets involved in things, boom, boom, can't help but change. Hallelujah. God is worthy if you just put your trust in the right areas. Because power means that explosive dynamite. The power of the resurrection, is an explosive power. And scripture, Christian hope is not just wishful thinking and optimism. It's not that I hope things work out. It's knowing that things gonna work out. Help me somebody. And it's having faith that others may come against you or say stuff, and it's knowing in spite of it all, your hope is in the Lord, and it may not work out how you want it to work out, but it's gonna work out. It may not happen when, I'm talking to somebody, y'all getting quiet this morning, but you know I'm all on your pew right now. Is there somebody in here, you dealing with some stuff? Can I let you know that God is working it out? If you put hope in him and trust in him, it may not be how you want it. It may not be who you want to do it. It may not happen exactly when you want to, but the Christian hope says it's going to happen when God says it's going to happen. You all been out of shape and twisted in knots and upset. You need to stand on your faith and tell the devil, I know God is able. And even if he don't show up, I'm still going to have faith and trust in him. Come on, three Hebrew boys. But it's a confident expectation, grounded in the promises and who God is, the character of God. You have to know who your God is. Don't forget who woke you up this morning. Don't forget who has kept you, even when you done some scandalous stuff and some twisted stuff and some stuff in the dark. God's grace and mercy still was traveling with you. You ought to say, thank you, Lord. Because this hope is certain. It's rooted in the divine faithfulness rather than our human frailty. Our hope is going to happen. You better know that it's going to happen. But not your will, but God's will. And I'm not going to stand before you and preach and say that it's easy and boom, boom, snap, snap, things just going to start working out the way you would like them to work out. Because God's will doesn't work that way. It's exactly what it is. It's God's will. It's God's way. And as we mature and understand the power of the resurrection, that dynamis, the power, the strength that God has, then we understand that we have to just let our hands go and step back and watch God work. Help me somebody. I was in a contest, a barbecue contest, did a little circuit there for a while, and they gave you a certain time frame and stuff like that, and it came down, and then if you were still working, what you had to do, the rules were, is you had to first take your hands off of it and step back. Somebody gonna catch this. And I was doing some things, and as the judges came on, they said, you got to take your hands off and step back. Said, you got to step back 4 steps because we don't want you getting your hands all involved in what we're about to investigate. So brothers and sisters, I'm saying that when you go through the stuff of life, you immediately take your hands off and step back far enough that you can't even reach the stuff you're trying to fix. Because you know how you are. Amen. You're going to meddle. You're going to get into stuff. Amen. And you need to step back. Take your hands off first and let God do. Be still and know that He is. He's got, I'm not standing before you. Anybody, it's not easy. Say, Reverend, it's not easy. Oh, y'all not with me. Say, Reverend, it's not easy. But you got to trust in Him, right? Do I got at least 6 witnesses? It'll be the 7th that if you trust Him, He'll come through. Hallelujah. But you have to look at, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Somebody remember that one? Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's one thing to quote it in Sunday school. It's one thing to tell everybody, well, you got to trust Him. But I learned in the years of preaching and stuff like that, I can't just preach the sermon and say thank you and shout. That sermon going to have to come alive because life going to happen. Life gonna happen, stuff gonna happen, storms gonna happen, and that word has to be alive and alive, and you have to practice what you teach, you have to practice what you preach, you have to practice what you know. If you know God is able, then you need to act like God is able. Folk who don't know that God is able, you all frantic trying to figure stuff out, but you know what, last night I had a good sleep. You know why? The kind that I had a drool coming on out the mouth. You know why? Because I know my God is able. I'm not going to let anybody or anything mess up my sleep because I know that God is able. Don't you let nobody mess up your night's sleep. He's able. So act like you know that you know up in here that God is. He's able. Here in the text, I need you to walk with me a little bit. I was trying to set the foundation for the power of the resurrection, and our hope is in Christ, not in the things of this world, but in the power displayed, the dynamite, the power, explosive power of God. Is just imagine standing at the edge of a dark grave. Oh, he done went there. Because when you talk about Jesus, you gotta talk about grave. When you talk about Jesus, you have to talk about death. Because that's the worst to you, is get you to experience death. So just imagine standing at that dark grave and feeling the weight of despair because you are contemplating and looking at that hole there, that grave, and wondering what your end is going to look like, when it's going to come, how it's going to come. I don't want you going to the graveyard of families and friends and stuff like that, and they got that hole open. And don't you tell a lie and say, take me with you. Amen. Up in here, you know you got some things you still want to do, but you still process the end of life, and what does that mean for you? I need you to do that, because imagine while you are looking at that grave that a light breaks through in the darkness and you hear a voice and say, servant, well done. It brings to your remembrance of hope and joy and the promise of life that is beyond the grave. Sometimes we worry about dying because we think that that's the end. But if you've given your heart and your life to God through Jesus Christ, that's not the end. That's just a transition. Come on, somebody. And this is what I'm trying to talk about today. That's the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know I'm on your pew. You got some stuff going on, and you got some stuff that's been said, and you look at some things and it just don't add up. But if you know the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that if the dynamis, the power of God, can quicken and make Jesus alive who was dead, whatever you dealing with, that same dynamis, that same dynamite, that same explosive power is working on your behalf and can blow some stuff up. Anybody need some stuff just blown up in your life spiritually? Yeah. You just need some breakthroughs. You need God to break up some stuff. He's able if you trust in his resurrection power. The Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians here to address confusion regarding the resurrection of the dead. Some were questioning whether resurrection was possible. And in response to his resurrection possible, Paul affirms the reality of Christ's resurrection and the implications for all believers by today's text. And as we looked at today's text, we need to look at some stuff here and realize that the resurrection, not just possible, it happened. Why? Because of God's divine power. That when God's divine power works, even death has to obey. That which was dead has to come alive. Look at your life. God has taken some two fishes and five loaves of your bread, and you still eating and can get some snacks. Come on, somebody up in here. God has been good to you and been in the storms of life. And you said, Jesus, if you with me, I'll follow you all the days of my life. Can I come on out? And the Lord allow you to walk on some water. And you've gone through some problems and tribulations in your life. And you said, Lord, help me. Didn't you pick you up and turn you around and place those feet on solid ground? Don't forget how God has kept you and sustained you. So don't question if the resurrection of Jesus Christ is possible. It happened because he's done it in your life. You can have the testimony. I should have been sleeping in my grave. Or somebody up in here. I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave. Just this morning, death knocked on your door. Should have been dead, but you up in here praising God. You up in here saying, thank you, Jesus. And there's more left for you. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not only possible, but it happened because he is transforming your life daily through his power. Hey, here it said, I'm moving on. Verse 20, if you have your Bible there, King James version, but I also want to look at this in this way. As I read the King James version for you, this version says, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The King James said this way, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become first fruits of them that slept. Paul was letting us know that Jesus is the first to rise from the dead. He's the first. The first, that means there's somebody second, third, fourth. Help me up in here. Jesus was the first to rise from the dead, establishing a pattern for all who believe. That if you believe in Jesus Christ and the power of God, the dynamis, the strength, the divine might of God, all things are possible, even being raised again from the dead. So when you think about death and you think about graves and all that sickness and all that stuff, you don't have to cry. All you have to do is shout, because you know where your soul is and what God is going to do. And you know what the term first fruits mean. The term first fruits means that Christ's resurrection is the beginning of a much larger harvest of resurrected believers. He showed us that he was the first. And I can wait a little while, at least 50, 70 years, but I'm going to get up and transition with the power of God. And it's going to be my turn one day. You ought to look at your life. You're going to have a turn one day, but you better make sure that your life is in the hands of God through Christ Jesus, because he was the first. And then it could be your turn to be resurrected and transitioned again. Can I help you out something? Somebody's blood pressure is high. Somebody is just angry at life. I see there's some reasons why you can be angry. But don't forget about who your God is. Romans 8:11 says, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Let me say that again. Romans 8:11. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. The Spirit dwells in you means the Spirit of God is in you doing a work right now if you believe. The Spirit of God is working in your life right now if you believe. It's letting you know you don't have to worry about death. When you ever run in that, you'll transition. But somebody needs to produce some patience and some kindness and some appreciation for God, some gentleness and things of that nature. And some of us, just let's be honest, our attitudes, our lifestyles, our behaviors need to be transformed. So the Spirit of God is in us working that stuff out. If God is able to raise Jesus from the dead, then he's also able to give you life at your transition and give you life right now. What does this mean? This means understanding Christ as the first fruits in this verse 20. The first fruits encourages you to view your own mortality and look at your life and not be worried, but have a lens and vision of hope. Meaning that you don't have to be in despair. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. Why? Because you know who holds tomorrow. Death is not the end. It's a transition to eternal life. There are some streets you need to walk on up there. There are some songs you need to sing up there. There are some stuff you don't have to worry. And when the Lord calls your name, there's no reason to worry because you have a lens, you have a perspective, you have a view of hope. Possibility. Positive view of the possibility that God will transition you and raise you up in the end. Consider a farmer who harvests the first ripe fruits of the season. This means a successful crop to come. In the same way, Christ's resurrection assures us of our future resurrection. So you don't have to worry about when those believers and you transition. You have hope in Jesus Christ and your future resurrection to be with God. The second thing is verse 21. You got your Bible, Bible app, something, verse 21. 1 Corinthians 15:21. King James Version says it this way: for since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Verse 21, another way to look at this is that for as by a man came death, by a man has come also resurrection of the dead. Go look at this. Paul draws a parallel between Adam, whose sin brought death into the world, and Christ, whose obedience brings resurrection and life. Can I say this? There's two life lines that you can walk over. The one you have no choice in is all of us. I'm about to get into that. Got some Adam in us. Amen. Amen. And Paul draws the parallel between Adam, whose sin brought death into the world, and then Christ, whose obedience brings resurrection and life. And I've experienced as pastor that folk look at me, roll their eyes. I'm talking about grown folk rolling their eyes when I preach, teach about obedience. But look at what disobedience did to Adam. He's even mentioned later on about being a disobedient person. Help me, somebody. Isn't that what that verse said? Adam, whose sin brought death into the world, but Christ was obedient, brings resurrection life. So in other words, if Adam is not presented positively because of his disobedience, that means we as believers can learn from Adam's decisions that we should live a life of obedience. And not just obey what we want to, when we want to, how we want to obey it. It got quiet, Reverend. Because that Adam pops up in our need. And Genesis 3:19, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. This echoes the reality of sin and death introduced by Adam. The Lord breathed into the man's nostrils the breath of life. And he made out of dust, and dust we shall return. Why? Because of the disobedience of Adam. So let's look at this. While we inherit sin and death through Adam, look at this. You also inherit grace and mercy through Jesus Christ. This calls us to make a choice today. Which identity are you going to embrace? Are you going to embrace Adam? Are you going to embrace Christ? Rather than look at Adam and stay with Adam's way of thinking, you got to embrace the identity of Christ in your life. Brothers and sisters, as I wanted to just stand on a little bit, is Adam ain't going nowhere. Look at yourself in the mirror. Adam is all in you. Sin is there. Disobedience is there. Being contrary is there. Acting a fool is there. Being twisted and disgusted, it's all there. And every now and then, well, I'm going to tell the truth. Every day, your Adam comes and says hello. It don't matter where you are, Adam gonna pop up. But thanks be to God for Jesus that you don't have to succumb and be directed by the Adam that's in you, that sinful nature, and live that life and live that path. You can make a choice and make Jesus your choice and make a vow and not take it back and follow a way of grace and mercy. Yeah, I got to think about that. There's some folk you mad at. Jesus gave you grace and mercy. You ought to give them grace and mercy. There's some stuff going on. Amen. It's not time to blow the lid. It's time to pray. Amen. Amen. And sometimes we need to look at ourselves before we look at others. Matthew 7. Y'all look that up when y'all get a chance. It said, move the stuff out your own eye. The log, the plank, whatever version you want to look at, before you get the little speck out of somebody else's eye. So before you point the finger and gonna tell somebody off, look at yourself and see if you're guilty of the sin. And you are guilty because you got Adam up in you. Better move on, Reverend. Picture a family tree where the branches represent generations. The branch that represents Adam, it leads to death. If you're looking at this family tree, though, there's a change if you have faith in Jesus Christ. That we are grafted into a new tree of life. And if you get on Jesus Christ's branch, you get on that, it leads to life, everlasting life. And then if I look at this verse 22, you got your Bible, at verse 22. King James Version says this, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. What this means, and it emphasizes a key point of death through Adam and a promise of life through Christ. So you got to look at yourself. Do I want to stay on the Adam train, or do I want to step off and get on where Jesus is going? Where he is. He's sitting right now as an advocate for you and for me. John 11, 25 and 26. I love these verses because Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. This ain't no funeral, y'all. This is to encourage us. I am, he said, the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, John 11, 25, 26. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. So our response to Christ's resurrection should be one of faith and trust. Life is not easy. There's an obstacle course every day. Some of us, just to get here this morning, had to jump over some stuff, swim through some stuff, sidestep some stuff. But I want to give you a high five. Didn't he do it? He got you hit. He made a way. You got to do some limbo sometimes. But God still, brought you on through. We have to look at our response, and it invites us today, as we look at this passage of Scripture, it invites us into a relationship where we can experience the life of Jesus today and the promise of eternal life. There's a story about a soldier. A soldier returning home after a long deployment, and he embodies joy. When he comes home and he sees his wife and his kids and his family, he's happy. Similarly, every day ought to be a day where you get happy, because Christ's resurrection means that we can look forward to our own reunion with him and our loved ones in eternity. But what I'm so glad about it, I've had some family reunions here. Come on, Isaac, I'm ready. I've had some family reunions here. And at the family reunion, I've had some ribs. At the family reunion, I've had some bratwurst. At the family reunion, I've had some sweet potato pie. At the family reunion, I've seen some old friends. And I've told some stories about how big the fish I caught 3 years ago was. I've done some things at reunions down here. But brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, there will be a reunion coming one day that you and I will see Jesus for ourselves. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. But there will be a reunion one day. And if you just put your trust and help in God, I'll see you there at the reunion. I don't want to hurt your feelings. Won't be no barbecue there. Won't be no bratwurst there. Won't be no sweet potato pie there. You're going to have to forget about them collard greens and mustard mixed on in. But there will be singing and there will be shouting. There will be some hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord God bless you real good. Somebody needs to know that there's hope in Jesus Christ. May the Lord God bless you real good. What he's done for others, surely he'll do for you. May the Lord God bless you real good. Somebody's been in some despair. May the Lord God bless you real good. Somebody's been talked about. May the Lord God bless you real good. Somebody's been misunderstood. May the Lord God bless you real good. But can I give you something to think about? May the Lord God bless you real good. His name is Mary's baby, bright morning star, Rose of Sharon, the great getting up morning. He's my deliverer and he's our big brother. They took him there on Calvary. They stretched him wide. Yes, they did. May the Lord God bless you real good. Oh, they pierced him, they ridiculed him, and then they left him for dead. Put his body in a grave. But on the third day, he rose with all power, with all power. May the Lord God bless you real good. All power, he got up early Sunday morning. Somebody feel like throwing in the towel? Don't you do it. Somebody feel like walking away? You stand there on your feet. Somebody feel like fighting with your fist? Don't you do it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and all your mind, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall, yes, he shall direct thy path. May the Lord God bless you real good. Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Anybody got a praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All you have to do is wave and say hallelujah. But now hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe hallelujah ain't your thing. Maybe you ought to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord God bless you real good. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. May the Lord God bless you real good. Woke you up this morning. Started you on your way. May the Lord God bless you, bless you. Bless you, bless you. Bless you, bless you. Bless you real good. He's able. He's able. I know he's all right. I know he's all right. Embrace the truth of the resurrection. We are called to live and be light and a light of hope in this dark world. Share it with others. Some may be walking the journey, some may be lost. But share it that Jesus is able. All you have to do is trust him. Will you please stand, my brother? Will you please stand, my sister? Knowing that God has the power of resurrection, and our hope is in Jesus Christ. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister, on today? Is there one who have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Receive him, my brother. Receive him, my sister, in your heart. Just don't know him, but allow him in your heart, in your life. Is there one? You can raise your hand. You can come down. Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? The one do not have a church home and you would like this to be your church home. We invite you. We invite you to come. Is there one? Is there one? Is there one? As we sing together, he's able. Let our hearts and our minds focus on. Is there one? Give your life to Jesus. Is there one on today? You may come, my brother. You may come, my sister. Is there one without a church home? You would like to come and connect with this? Is there one? Is there one? Is there one? Divine power, divine strength. Don't give up on God. He is not giving up on you. Trust him. Everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to understand you. But God knows. He sits high. He looks low. He's able to keep you and sustain you. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest will abide with each and every one of us. Let the church say amen. Amen. You are dismissed.